We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Little Friday night baseball for you tonight as it's game four of a six-game series between the Jays and the winners of eight consecutive games, the Palm Beach Cardinals. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you could join us on your Friday night in time for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The pregame show is always brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. The Blue Jays come into this game day at 18-19 in the second half after three consecutive losses to open this series with Palm Beach. On the other hand, Cardinals are the best team in the entire Florida State League here in the second half. 27-10, and they are 64-39 overall this season. They have been electric lately, especially since their 2024 draft class has joined the mix, highlighted by J.J. Weatherholt, St. Louis's first-round pick here in 2024. Quick recap of last night's ball game. Blue Jays dropped it 4-2 in 10 innings. A tough one for the Jays in which the team went 0-12 with runners in scoring position. So, starting with the scoring back in the fourth inning, Palm Beach struck first on an unearned run. Bryce Madryn reached on an error, and then Ian Petrus drove him in on an RBI groundout. And as a result, Palm Beach took a 1-0 lead, and that was the only damage against Blue Jays starter Daniel Guerra. In five innings, only one unearned run, no walks, and five strikeouts for Daniel. An outstanding second start in single A. That lead eventually grew to 2-0 for Palm Beach as they scored again in the seventh inning on a sack fly from Cade McGee. And then in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Blue Jays responded, scoring two runs, one on an Eddie Micheletti RBI double, and the next on a throwing error on the pitcher, Nolan Sparks, that allowed Micheletti to score. So it was 2-2, and that lead held as the Blue Jays stranded runners in scoring position in each of the final two innings of regulation, and Palm Beach capitalized in the 10th inning, scoring twice. RBIs from Petrus and Josh Cross made it 4-2, and the Blue Jays went down in order in the bottom half. Today's pregame guest is one of the fresh faces on this Blue Jays team. It's Nick Mitchell, fourth-round pick in 2024, and Indiana Hoosier. He joined us now on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
We're now joined by one of the newest members of the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's Nick Mitchell, outfielder, 2024 draft pick. Nick, thanks for the time, and let's start with this week. Pro debut, 2-for-3, homer, 3 RBIs. Was it everything you could have dreamed of and more?
Oh, yeah, it was the best debut I could have asked for, honestly. I mean, I was just going up there, like, looking to do my thing, and I was just locked in, got some barrels, and it was good.
For sure, and you kind of knew it right off the bat, it looked like, right out of the box. And I know you're a guy who's maybe known for a little bit more of the average than the homers. What was it on that pitch?
I don't get too many like that, but that was every stitch of the ball I could have made contact with. So when I get it like that, I know it's going to go.
So what's your draft process been like for you up until this point? Obviously, you get drafted, then you go to draft camp. Now you're here. What exactly is draft camp like? What did you do?
It's a lot of like practicing. So it's like the same routine every day. You'll go in there in the morning and then just do kind of like everything throughout the morning and early afternoon. And so like you hit, field, base run, throw, like you pretty much do everything, lift, and then you go home. But after that, we did more like live ABs and then just like preparing us, and it's been good, prepared me for this.
For everybody, I know it's a little different after the college season ends, and for you guys, it was a pretty long season making the NCAA tournament with Indiana. But was that downtime kind of hard between the playoffs and then the draft and then draft camp?
No, not really. I mean, I was just working out every day. Like, I didn't go play summer ball. I just stayed at on campus and just trained, and it was pretty easy. I didn't do anything crazy, but just keeping myself ready to play.
Now, with your college career opening it up at Western Illinois and then taking the jump up to Indiana, I think a lot of people, when they think college baseball, they think SEC, ACC, Big 12, maybe not the Big 10. Tell me about the competition in the Big 10 and how much it's prepared you for this.
Oh, the Big 10 is really good. I mean, it was the number four RPI conference this year, so, I mean, it's pretty good. It's up there with the other ones, and it wasn't like a – it's not a super crazy jump just because, like, D1 is D1. Everybody's good. But it's a little bit better, a little bit more depth with teams. But that definitely helped me prepare just seeing the best competition.
What was it like to play back in your home state? I know, obviously, Macomb not too far from Indiana. But putting on that red, I'm sure, was pretty cool. Did you grow up a Hoosiers fan?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it was a – I mean, everybody growing up wants to play for IU, so when I got the opportunity to do that, it was like I jumped on it, and that's just something I've always wanted to do. It felt great.
I think a lot of people kind of overlook the baseball program at Indiana. I think a lot of people might think basketball, but you look at your draft class, six guys led the Big Ten this year. What is it that makes the baseball program special?
Well, the coaches have done a really good job just like improving the program overall the past few years. And, like, it's just turning into a really good, like, it's going to be good every single year now with the way they run things. And they just get new good players and develop really well. So it's just a good place to go.
And having a program like that that has a track record of producing guys, especially recently, but also guys like Kyle Schwarber, who just had a three-homer night the other night, same night as your debut homer. Does that kind of add to maybe the expectations, or maybe at least for you going into the pros, your expectations for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, going to IU, it's like the expectation is we got to run the Big Ten. We want to be the best team in the Big Ten. And then, you know, go to the postseason after doing that. But it's definitely high expectations every year going there, because you don't want to go, like, back down to, like, bottom half of the conference or something. So every year it's just – like, you want to keep improving and stay at the top.
Now, here in Dunedin, you're here with Brock Tibbetts, your college teammate. That's got to be a lot of fun playing with him in Bloomington and now here. What's that like for both of you?
It's awesome. I was super excited when I saw him. He was coming here, too. He's a guy that, like, every team would want on the roster. Every locker room would love this guy. So it's just awesome having him here with me.
All right, last question. It's about a month left in the season. Biggest goal for you the rest of the way in your first full month as a pro?
Just keep improving and find some consistency where I can just keep getting better every day. And hopefully by the end of it, I'm just a much better player than I was coming into it.
All right, that's outfielder Nick Mitchell. Nick, congrats and best of luck today.
Thank you.
This summer, we're going from minor league.
That was Blue Jays outfielder Nick Mitchell. Appreciate his time pregame today. Let's dive further into today's matchup here between Palm Beach and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays looking for their first win this week against Palm Beach. Starting with the standings in the Florida State League, looking at the overall picture, starting with the Florida State League East Division, where Palm Beach reigns supreme, 64-39 overall. In the second half, they're 6.5 games up on the second-place Daytona Tortugas. Palm Beach has already clinched a playoff spot. Whoever finishes second to them, assuming they hang on in the second half, will make the playoffs. Over in the Florida State League West Division, where the Blue Jays are, again, these are the overall standings if you're watching on MILB TV. Blue Jays in fourth place overall, game over 500. In the second half, though, they're 6 games back of the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. So that's the standings coming into tonight's ball game. Let's dive into the pitching matchup presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. This is a dandy. Fernando Perez goes for the Blue Jays, a top 30 Toronto prospect who's coming off an outing in the Futures game last month Fernando with a 3.67 ERA and 81 innings of work. He's still working on building himself back up from that Futures game appearance. So he only went 3 1/3 innings last week at Daytona, one earned run. How about the strikeout-to-walk ratio, 85-21 for Fernando? He'll be opposed by Chen Wei Lin, the hard-throwing right-hander for Palm Beach. He's a Cardinals top 30 prospect with a 3.24 ERA and 89 innings of work. And his strikeout-to-walk numbers are also very impressive. How about 91 strikeouts for Lin in 89 innings of work? He's got a fastball that can reach up to 98 miles an hour. So that's tonight's pitching matchup. It's Fernando Perez for the Jays and Chen Wei Lin for Palm Beach. Let's get you the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. And they're presented by Bon Appetit for a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view. Visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. Starting with the visitors from Palm Beach, Lisandro Espinoza moves up to the top spot. He'll play center field. Ryan Campos will bat second and catch. J.J. Weatherholt, a player that a lot of folks are tuned in to see, will bat third and play shortstop. Ian Petrutz is the left fielder, batting cleanup. Josh Cross had an RBI in the 10th last night. He'll bat fifth and play first. Sammy Hernandez, the former DJ, will DH. Braden Joubert is in the 7th spot, playing right. Cade McGee is the third baseman. And Angelo Encarnacion rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the Cardinals. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, starting with Nick Mitchell leading off and playing right. Edward Duran will bat second and catch. Eddie Micheletti had two hits last night. Tonight he'll bat third and play left. Sean Keyes is the cleanup man, playing third base. Brock Tibbetts is the first baseman, hitting fifth. Carter Cunningham will DH today. Manny Beltre will bat seventh and play short. Braden Berry out in center, and J.R. Freethy rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Tonight's national anthem performed by video guy turned singer Sam Schneider. Back at it again. Let's take a listen in.
The singing of the national anthem. Here to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome our very own Sam Schneider.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Outstanding as always, Sam Schneider. Again, how many video guys in this Florida State League do you think could sing the anthem? Maybe just one. Well, first pitch coming up next between Palm Beach and the DJs here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's Fernando Friday at TD Ballpark. Fernando Perez, Blue Jays' top 30 prospect, takes the baseball tonight, squaring off against a Palm Beach lineup that has been one of the best in the Florida State League in terms of average and other numbers all season long. Fernando's numbers have been outstanding all season long. 81 innings and a 3.67 ERA. His first half performance was enough to earn him an appearance in the Futures game. He threw an inning for the National League, or against the National League, for the American League in the Futures game. And still building his way back up from that. So in his first outing after the Futures game, he didn't go three innings. And then last week against Daytona, he went 3 1/3. So today he should go a little bit further than that, but maybe not a whole lot further than that. Perez, 20 years old, a native of Nicaragua. He'll square off against Lisandro Espinoza, center fielder tonight for Palm Beach. Went 0 for 2 last night with two walks and a strikeout. Espinoza, light hitting on the season, 189 in 85 games, but he's had a pretty good week, including a homer. So here he is in the leadoff spot. Perez working from the windup. He takes a big, deep breath. Chucks the first pitch. And it's popped up behind home plate, and it's a souvenir. And we are underway at 6:33 Eastern time. Blue Jays suiting up in their blue alternate tops. Birdhead logo and Dunedin D on the left chest with white numbers on the back. 0-1. Fastball in on the hands to Espinoza. 1-1, one strike. Blue Jays with blue caps, home white pants, while Palm Beach goes with the red alternate tops because they've been winning in these jerseys. 1-1. A slider taken for a called strike. It's 1-2. Gabe Vargas is calling balls and strikes for himself tonight as the home plate umpire. It is an ABS challenge system. Each team has three tries at a challenge. The 1-2. Fastball misses up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. If you are successful with a challenge, you keep the challenge. If you miss the challenge, you lose it. Jeremy Rada is the field umpire. 2-2. Espinoza swings and misses on a slider in the dirt. It gets to the backstop, and Edward Duran has no play. Lisandro Espinoza reaches on a strikeout to start the ball game. So the leadoff man is on unconventionally. Here's Ryan Campos. No score, just getting started in the top of the first. It's a sunny night here on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Game time temperature at 88 degrees. Sun shining down onto the infield. First pitch to the lefty is bounced down to first over the reaching grab of Tibbetts into right. Espinoza moving from first to third. Throw goes to second. And Ryan Campos with a Texas leaguer single
shortstop
over the first baseman,
Tibbetts. J.J.
Weatherholt. So Palm Beach threatening right out of the gate. Man on the corners with no outs for J.J. Weatherholt. Weatherholt, the left-handed batter and the seventh overall pick in this year's draft. First pitch. Fastball, called strike. Inside edge. It's 0-1. Perez throws a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. So a traditional four-pitch mix. Sets at the belt. The 0-1. Weatherholt takes the changeup outside. It's 1-1. Fernando generally fastball heavy. Throws it over half the time. His curveball is his primary off-speed pitch, right around 18%. The pause and the pitch. Weatherholt takes a big swing and a miss. Came up empty on the fastball, and it's 1-2. This is one fun matchup. Perez, one of the best pitchers in the Blue Jays system, against newly minted number one prospect J.J. Weatherholt for the Cardinals. The 1-2. Just misses the inside corner. Evens the count, two balls, two strikes. Palm Beach trying to get on the board first, top of the first. Espinoza on third, good runner. Campos being held at first by Tibbetts. The 2-2 is flied into right center, a high arcing fly ball. Barry over, he's on the track and makes the catch just in front of the wall. That'll be enough to score a run. Espinoza scores with ease from third base. J.J. Weatherholt collects an RBI. It's a sack fly, and it's 1-0 Palm Beach in the first. It is out number one for Fernando. So that drop third strike comes back to haunt the Jays. On that fly ball, Campos also moves up from first to second. First pitch to Ian Petrutz. Check swing on a changeup, and he held up ball one. Ian Petrutz has not been a guy you want to face with runners in scoring position so far in his pro career. He has reached in all nine games he's played as a pro. Not a bad start. Perez steps off the rubber. Petrutz also with eight runs driven in. 1-0 to the lefty. Fastball up and off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. It's a bit windy this evening, and it's going to favor the pitchers blowing in from right. 2-0. Downstairs, three balls and no strikes. A bit of a rarity for Perez to get this far behind. Known for his strike-throwing ability. Has the best command in the Jays system. 3-0. Swing and a foul back. So Petrutz had the green light there. It's 3-1. Perez with the best command in the system, at least according to Baseball America's best tools list. And his numbers this season have backed it up. Is 21 walks and 81 innings. He's ready for the 3-1, and Petrutz pops it up on the infield towards the shortstop Beltre. He says, "I've got it," and he puts the squeeze on it. Big out number two for Fernando Perez. After getting behind 3-0, he gets the out. Brings up Josh Cross.
First baseman number 37, Josh Cross.
Palm Beach with a first inning lead on a sack fly from J.J. Weatherholt. 1-0. And Josh Cross, the switch hitter, will bat from the left side here against Perez. First pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, and Duran and Perez were all kinds of crossed up there, it looked like. Just a really awkward catch from Duran. Ball bounced right off his mitt. And you'll see that sometimes at this level. especially with a runner on second base. 1-0 pitch. Cross takes fastball high. 93 on the gun. It's 2-0. Cross, another member of the 2024 draft class for the Cardinals. Drafted in the sixth round out of UC Cincinnati. 2-0. Change up low and away, and for the second straight batter, Perez is behind 3-0. Picks up the rosin bag. Settles onto the center of the rubber. 18 pitches here in this first for Perez. The 19th is the 3-0. And it misses. High ball four. So it's a two-out walk issued by Fernando. Campo still on second base, and Edward Duran will come out for a visit. Manny Beltre as well. And here comes Joel Hernandez. He'll make it a foursome. Fernando getting set to face Sammy Hernandez, who's been one of the best hitters, at least in terms of average, in this Palm Beach lineup so far this season. We say so far this season like it's May or something. It's August, but Hernandez hitting .277 in 70 games played. Long conversation between Joel, Edward, Manny, and Fernando.
Designated hitter, number four.
And Manny gets left hanging. Wanted to give Fernando a fist bump going away, but I think he missed that. Manny laughs it off, heading back to shortstop. And the situation, no laughing matter for the Jays. They trail 1-0, top of the first. Men on first and second for Sammy Hernandez. It was 0-6 this week, first pitch. Low and in, ball one. So often said in baseball that you play better against your former team. That has not been the case for Hernandez this season, hitting sub-200 against the DJs. 1-0. Fastball rolled through the middle into center for a knock. Campos gets the wave around third base. Perry's throw to the plate is cut off. RBI single for Sammy Hernandez doubles Palm Beach's lead. It's 2-0 in the first. Well, there's that damage for Hernandez against
right
his former club.
Number three, Brayden Joubert.
Cross moves from first to third on the knock. Brings up Brayden Joubert. Joubert, another left-handed batter. Palm Beach's lineup. First pitch from Perez. Outside on a changeup, and it's 1-0. Big hole on the left side for Joubert. He's hitting .192 in 2024. Was drafted last year at LSU. 1-0. Check swing on a breaking ball. He went. Shakes his head to himself as he walks out of the box. It's 1-1. Joubert came on last night as a defensive replacement late in the game. He last played on Wednesday in game one of the Twin Bill. 1-1. Inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Beltre shaded up the middle near the second base bag. As Hernandez takes his lead off first. 2-1. Check swing. Called the ball as it misses outside for now. The Blue Jays challenge it, and the challenge is successful. So instead of 3-1, it's 2-2 on Joubert. Big difference. Edward Duran is usually very strong on those challenges behind the plate. Perez 2-2. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses low. Throw down to second is late. Got in there on one hop. Beltre was able to smother it, and that keeps Josh Cross at third base. But now brings another runner into scoring position. And a single could score two more. 2-0 Palm Beach, top of the first, with two outs. Full count on Jobert. Perez sets and fires and misses outside on a curve. Duran holds the frame for a second, doesn't get the call, and it's the second walk of the inning issued by Perez. Always a rarity for him. And now there's some throwing out in the Blue Jays bullpen. It's Wanmi Vasquez getting going. Blue Jays bullpen has been tasked with a lot of heavy lifting lately. Doubleheader on Wednesday, a doubleheader last week. Here's Cade McGee, first pitch. Fastball sails high, ball one. Palm Beach trying to bust this game open early. They lead 2-0, top of the first. Cross on third, Hernandez on second. Jobert on first, 1-0 to McGee. He pops it up, out of play, behind home plate. One ball, one strike. McGee, the third baseman tonight. Native of Tucson, Arizona, but he went to Texas Tech. Selected by the Cardinals in the ninth round last month. 1-1. Breaking ball, bounced foul. Third base line. Ball and two strikes. McGee riding a three-game hit streak, including a big game last night, part of Palm Beach's 4-2, 10-inning win. McGee went 2-for-3 with an RBI. Perez trying to end a long first. He deals, and McGee flies it into shallow right. That's the right fielder, Mitchell, who calls for it and makes the catch, and the inning is over. Palm Beach leaves the bases loaded, but they do score twice on RBIs from J.J. Weatherholt and Sammy Hernandez. After a half, it's Palm Beach 2, and the DJs coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays offense faces an early hole. It's 2-0 Palm Beach, and Chen-Wei Lin takes the baseball for the Cardinals. Hard-throwing right-hander, towering 6'7", fires the first pitch to Nick Mitchell, who takes that heater for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball is what Lin is known for. Can reach up to 98. He kicks and deals. And Mitchell fouls it off, third base side. Quickly 0-2. Lin, a native of Taiwan, Cardinals' number 22 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Kicks and fires. And Mitchell lines it off the glove of Encarnacion. The second baseman throws from a knee in time at first. Incredible play. A sharp ground ball off Mitchell's bat.
Catcher number 12, Edward Duran.
Encarnacion takes a hit away for out number one. Here's Edward Duran up into the two spot today as Arjun Namala has the night off. First pitch. Righty takes fastball, 96 at the knees, called strike, and it's 0-1. 2-0 Palm Beach, we're in the bottom of the first. Duran went 0-for-4 yesterday, and that snapped a 10-game on-base streak. 0-1. He thought about a slider, but takes outside. 1-1. Lynn throws a fastball, slider, changeup, and sometimes a sinker, according to StatCast. His 1-1. Duran pops it up behind home plate. Campos sheds the mask and makes the catch. So Duran pops out to his counterpart, Campos. Two quick outs for Chen Wei Lin in the first. Brings up Eddie Micheletti. He had his best game of his very young pro career last night at the plate. First pitch. Lefty takes a strike. Fastball with a little bit of arm side run there. Right on the outside black. Micheletti went 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI last night. 0-1. A wave and a miss. That same fastball, and it's quickly 0-2. Lynn signed by the Cardinals just last year. July. He's 22 years old. Has a sign from Campos. Rocks and deals. And Micheletti swings and misses way out in front of a changeup. And he's retired on strikes. Chen Wei Lin makes quick work of the first inning. Blue Jays go down in order and they trail 2-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Palm Beach hoping to extend their win streak to 9 games. They're off to a good start. They lead 2-0 over Dunedin as we go to the top of the second inning. Fernando Perez back out after facing 8 batters and throwing 32 pitches in the first. He'll face Angelo Encarnacion to start the second. First pitch, fastball inside, and it's 1-0. Encarnacion had yesterday off, hitting .217. Just 33 games. Perez kicks and fires. And Encarnacion takes a slow curveball just inside. 2-0. Perez with a low 80s slider, mid-70s curve. The pitch. Went back to the fastball, 89 on the gun there. And it's 3-0. Now usually the fastball is in the low to mid-90s for Perez. He takes a deep breath. His 3-0. And Encarnacion takes all the way and takes a called strike. 3-1. The Blue Jays really could use some length out of Perez. But the Blue Jays will be conservative with him tonight. 3-1. Swing and a miss. And Encarnacion went after the high fastball. 89 again. Runs it full, 3-2. Looking at the Blue Jays' bullpen, Wanmi Vasquez is the only pitcher with more than one day of rest. Payoff pitch. Sails high. It's ball four. So it's a leadoff walk to open the visitor's second. A matter of concern for the Blue Jays. A little bit of action down there in the dugout. Some conversation.
Number eight, Lisandro Espinosa.
And we'll see what the Blue Jays decide to do here with Perez. Here's Lisandro Espinosa. He struck out to start the ball game, but reached, and that totally changed the complexion of the first inning. First pitch. Line drive over the leap of Beltre into left. So it's back-to-back base runners to open this second inning. Palm Beach trying to pick up where they left off last inning. So it's Encarnacion up to second. Espinosa aboard for Ryan Campos, and that's going to be it for Fernando Perez. Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays skipper, strides out of the first base dugout to take the baseball from his ace. Fernando kind of shrugs his shoulders. I'm sure a little bit frustrated. Now a third consecutive short outing from Perez as he tries to build his way back up from the Futures game. Wanmi Vasquez coming on for the Jays, and we'll have the details on him when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. A really tough development for the Dunedin Blue Jays as Fernando Perez's day is done. After just one inning, he allows two base runners here in the second, so it's runners on first and second. As Wanmi Vasquez comes on and deals the first pitch to Ryan Campos as Palm Beach leads 2-0. First pitch is low, ball one. Vasquez, the southpaw, with a 4.05 ERA and 14 appearances. He's made one start, primarily a long reliever. 1-0 pitch. Campos fouls it back out of play. One ball, one strike. Vasquez fastball, usually in the upper 80s, can touch 90. So he's more of a change of pace. Campos singled and scored in the first inning. Waits on the 1-1 toss, and Vasquez spins and throws to second base. And Encarnacion back in ducking. That pickoff throw is a little bit closer to the runner than it was Manny Beltre. Still 1-1 on Campos. Big hole on the left side for him. The 1-1 is hopped off the pitcher Vasquez, past Beltre into shallow left center. And Encarnacion motors home. And Espinosa moves from first to third. Ryan Campos plays some pinball off Vasquez, past Beltre for an RBI single, and it's 3-0 Palm Beach in the second. That's the last thing the Blue Jays need, as Vasquez getting hurt. Looks like he's all right, thankfully. So J.J. Weatherholt comes to the plate now. Men on the corners, first pitch. Fastball just off the corner, ball one. Outside. One thing to keep in mind on Fernando Perez is entering tonight's contest, he was at 81 innings on the season. 1-0, whether Holt fouls it back. One ball, one strike. Perez's previous career high in three seasons in the pros was just 49 and two-thirds innings. So well past that. Now's the time of year where guys start winding down. 1-1. Weatherholt takes up. Two balls and a strike. And with the Futures game and then the All-Star break, kind of throwing a monkey wrench into Perez's season, he struggled to kind of get back in the rhythm. 2-1 is up. Three balls and one strike. Weatherholt drove in a run in the first inning on a sack fly out to deep right center. Hitters count, 3-1. He takes up and in and works a walk. Ball four and the bases are loaded for Ian Petrutz.
Left fielder number 43, Ian Petrutz.
A troublesome first. And now a struggle here in the second so far. First pitch to Petrutz is a called strike. 0-1. Fastball at the knees. Petrutz popped out to the shortstop Beltre in the first. 0-1. Runs inside and hit him. Got him on the elbow guard, and that drives in another run. Espinoza will take a trot home. Palm Beach's lead is ballooned to 4-0 with still no outs in the second.
Josh Cross.
Brings up Josh Cross. Bags full for him. First pitch. He takes a changeup outside, ball one. So Cross walked from the left side in the first against Perez. Now batting from the right side against Vasquez. 1-0. Fastball missed. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Campos on third, Weatherholt on second. The pitch. Near that outside corner, but it's ball three. Nowhere to put Cross. Big right-handed batter, ready for the 3-0. He takes all the way, and it's a strike. So it's 3-1. Vasquez trying to battle back. He deals. And Cross swings and misses. Came up empty on the heater. Runs it full, 3-2. Blue Jays middle infield. Manny Beltre and J.R. Freethy playing at double play depth. The payoff. Low, and it's ball four. Third consecutive free pass issued by Vasquez. Two walks and a hit by pitch. Campo scores from third. Make it 5-0 Palm Beach in the second.
Designated hitter number four, Sammy Hernandez.
Things going from bad to worse. Here's Sammy Hernandez. First pitch misses up. It's 1-0. Well, on the bright side for the Blue Jays, their bullpen has been very effective lately. 1-0. That's a strike. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. It's 1-1. So Vasquez can settle in. 1-1 pitch. Hernandez flares it. First base side. Tibbetts gives it a chase and watches it drop out of play. And it's dropped. Off the bare hand of a fan with a camera. I could not recover. Oh, he was so close. You feel like you really got to prioritize the camera there, though. 1-2. Hernandez pops it up. Third base side, Keys back pedals and calls off Beltre and makes the catch in foul ground. And there is out number one in the top of the second inning. After six consecutive Cardinals reached to open the frame.
Right fielder number three, Brayden Joubert.
Somewhat of a relief for the Jays. Weatherholt still on third, Petrutz on second, Cross on first. First pitch to Joubert. Check swing, called strike. Well-located fastball inside half, and it's 0-1. Jobert worked a walk in the first against Fernando Perez, who issued three of them. 0-1. As another flare, foul ground, third base side, and it's a souvenir. So Vasquez out ahead, 0-2. Generally this season, when Vasquez's command has been good, he's very effective. You can say that for a lot of pitchers, including Wanmi. 27 walks and 32 strikeouts coming in. 0-2. Just low. Over the plate, but down. One ball, two strikes. Vasquez on the first base side of the slab. Kicks and fires. And off speed, misses low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Very early in this one. But it's Palm Beach leading 5-0. Top of the second. Here comes the 2-2. Jobert with a fly ball into left center. Berry trailing back. He's got a bead on it. On the track, makes the catch. This will score another run as Weatherholt tags up from third base. And now it's 6-0 Palm Beach in the second. Jobert with an RBI. That's his 32nd this season. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Petrutz over to third. Cross up to second. First pitch to McGee. Is up. Ball one. Six runs on four hits for Palm Beach. 1-0 offer. McGee takes low, but Duran wants a challenge. Second challenge from the Jays, and it's successful. Edward Duran, two for two. He's a pro. So it's 1-1. McGee in an open stance, the pitch. On the corner, outside, called strike. So it's 1-2. Vasquez in a rhythm. He rocks and fires. And McGee bounces it foul. We'll do it again. Six runs. The deficit for the Jays. 1-2. Is a called strike three. McGee not so sure, but he does not challenge the call. And that ends the inning. So Palm Beach sends eight men to the plate in the first. In the second, they send nine men to the plate and score four times. It's 6-0 as we go to the home second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBstore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays trail 6-0 as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Chen Wei Lin pitching with plenty of support now. First pitch. Misses low to Sean Keyes, and it's 1-0. Keyes, the Blue Jays' cleanup man tonight after having the day off yesterday. He's one for seven so far this week. Played both games Wednesday. 1-0. Is fouled back into the screen. One ball, one strike. So in case you're just joining us, the story, Fernando Perez, one of the young heralded arms in Toronto's system, chased after one inning. Two runs in the first, four in the second for Palm Beach. 1-1. Keys takes inside on a changeup. It's 2-1. So if you're the Blue Jays, you look up at the scoreboard, 6-0. Bottom of the second, you got 8 at-bats left. Lots of ball game left. 2-1. Keys ropes it into right, down for a hit. There's a start. Leadoff single for Sean Keys in the bottom of the second. Brings up fellow 2024 draftee, Brock Tibbetts. Tibbetts, one of two Indiana Hoosiers in tonight's Blue Jays lineup with Nick Mitchell. First pitch. The righty watches ball one. Sinking fastball outside. It's 1-0. Tibbetts playing his fifth game since joining the Jays last week in Daytona. Hitting 286. 1-0, a foul back. Had a fastball timed up. It's 1-1. So you break down that batting average. 4-for-14. Tibbetts has squared a few balls up. Big right-handed batter. 1-1. He lays off a slider. Down and outside. Ball two. 2-1. Keys being held on by Josh Cross over at first. 2-1. Fastball called strike. Right on the outside edge. That is a tough pitch to hit. So it's 2-2. Lynn shakes off Campos, sees what he wants, and deals. And Tibbetts chases a slider downstairs. That's strike three. And strikeout number two for Chen-Wei Lin.
Designated hitter, number 24, Carter Cunningham.
So here's Carter Cunningham. Keys still over at first. 6-0 Palm Beach, bottom two. First pitch. Cunningham, the lefty, pops it up the opposite way, and it's into the seats on the third base side. 0-1. Cunningham, the American Athletic Conference Player of the Year with East Carolina. 3-for-16 in five games. 0-1. Just low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Wind is now blowing almost straight in from right field. The wind always has an effect here one way or another. 1-1. Cunningham takes a called strike. Bottom of the zone, near the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. Cunningham did not play yesterday. He played both games, the twin bill, on Wednesday to open up this series. Went 1-for-6 with two strikeouts. Bats in a very wide set stance from the left side. The 1-2 near the knees for a ball. Lynn went to the heater and missed. Two balls, two strikes. Lynn coming off an excellent outing last week, one of his best this season. 7 shutout innings against Bradenton. The 2-2 is cut on and missed. He got him. Fastball downstairs, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Lynn after the leadoff knock from Keys. Blue Jays down 6-0, bottom two. Manny Beltre into the box. Beltre hitting 236. Now one of the few guys on this roster who's been here all year. Certainly knows the lay of the land. First pitch to the righty. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the slider. Beltre went 0-for-3 last night with a walk. K came a few feet shy of a walk-off homer. A one, swing and a miss. Another slider. Another whiff. That's 0-2. This is Beltre's 92nd game of the season. And overall, the Blue Jays' 104th game of the season. So as Beltre has played in almost every game. The 0-2. Check swing on a slider in the dirt. Beltre held up. 1-2. Keys not much of a threat to run over at first base. Lynn on the first base side of the rubber. Sets at the chest. And chucks. Misses low and away. Beltre with a good take. Laid off that hard slider. 87 on the gun that time. Two balls, two strikes. Manny in a wide set stance. Long blue socks with his blue jersey. 2-2 pitch. Down and away, and it skips by the catcher Campos all the way to the backstop. That allows Keys to trot up to second base. So it's full on Beltre. Lynn has not walked a batter yet tonight. Only walked one in those seven innings last week. His payoff pitch is cut on and missed, strike three. Well, Chen-Wei Lin gives up a leadoff single to Sean Keys and then strikes out the side all swinging. It's all Palm Beach, still early. 6-0 through two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Encarnacion. 6-0 Palm Beach as we go to the third, and the first pitch to Angelo Encarnacion is a called strike out of the hand of Juan B. Vasquez. And it's 0-1. So it's 9-1-2 here for Palm Beach. Pitch is popped up out of play over our heads. And it's 0-2. Just as it was last inning to open the frame for Palm Beach, 9-1-2. They sent nine men to the plate. 0-2. Is grounded up the middle for a base hit. And Encarnacion has reached twice. Walk to open last inning. Now he singles to open the third.
Center fielder, number 8, Lisandro Espinosa.
So here's Lisandro Espinosa. He's also reached twice. Once on a strikeout. To start the game in the first, and then he singled in the second. First pitch is barreled up. Down the line and left towards the corner. Micheletti gives it a look, and it's well fouled. 97 off Espinosa's bat. Out in front of a changeup. 0-1. Vasquez sets and delivers. Espinoza with a liner into center. Encarnacion holds up at second base. And it's back-to-back singles up the middle to start this third inning. Here's Ryan Campos.
Catcher number 41, Ryan Campos.
And if you're in that Blue Jays dugout, you might be thinking, oh boy. Looking at the Blue Jays bullpen situation. Whole lot of pitchers on just one day of rest. And those pitchers might have to eat a lot of innings. First pitch to Campos. The lefty fouls it back. Out of play behind home plate. 0-1. Palm Beach with a 6-0 advantage. Top of the third. Blue Jays are going to ride Wanmi Vasquez as long as they can for as many pitches as they can here. 0-1. Campos takes a fastball down and outside. Blue Jays want a challenge, though, and the call is upheld.
The call of ball has been confirmed. The result is a 1-1 count on the batter.
First miss for the Blue Jays in the challenge department. 1-1 to Campos. The Sun Devil takes outside. It's 2-1. Campos has singled twice. Starting to get his bat going in the pros. Up to 7 hits in 7 games. 2-1. He drills it. High in the air to right. Mitchell's back. He circles around it. Now in front of the track, he makes the catch. Encarnacion tags and moves to third. That ball could have been a lot worse. Wynn knocks it down, and Campos is out number one in the third.
Shortstop number 22, J.J. Weatherholt.
Men on the corners for J.J. Weatherholt. Blue Jays already trailing 6-0, top three. Weatherholt drove in the game's first run on a sac fly in the first. Walked and scored in the second. Lefty on lefty. First pitch. Lined into center. Barry charges in. He can't get it. Bounces in front of him. And Encarnacion scores from third. And Weatherholt has his second RBI of the ball game. He singles in front of his Mountaineer teammate in center. And Palm Beach's lead keeps on growing. Make it 7-0 in the top of the third. That is a sweet, sweet left-handed stroke from Weatherholt. Espinoza moves to third. Here's Petrutz. He takes a called strike. Curveball found the outside edge. Petrutz reached his last time on a bases-loaded hit by pitch. 0-1. Breaking ball, fisted on the ground to second. Freethy gloves it. Backhand flip to second in time. That's all he'll get. Freethy with a very late flip as he was initially looking towards the plate, but he instead goes with the sure thing and cuts down Weatherholt for out number two. 4-6 put out. Espinoza scores from third. 8-0
now
in favor of Palm Beach. So Petrutz safe on the fielder's choice. First pitch to Josh Cross. His fly deep to left. Micheletti, shading his eyes from the sun, makes the catch. A few steps in front of the track, and the inning is over. But Palm Beach has now scored in each of the first three innings to open tonight's ball game. Blue Jays have their work cut out for them as we move to the bottom of the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything
MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Palm Beach 8 and the Blue Jays nothing in the bottom of the third inning. First pitch from Chen Wei Lin to Braden Berry. Misses low, ball one. 8-9-1 here for the Jays. Berry had yesterday off, 1-0-3. And his one game played on Wednesday, 1-0. Down and inside, two balls, no strikes. Well, for the Blue Jays, you can't get it all back with one swing. Just need base runners. That's where it starts. Berry's been getting on base more often lately. 2-0. His hop down to third. McGee charges, scoops it up, throw to first in time. Out number one in the home third. Here's J.R. Freethy.
Second baseman, number 14, J.R. Freethy.
Freethy, a switch hitter, will bat from the left side against Chen Wei Lin. A big righty fires the first pitch, and Freethy rips and misses. Healthy cut on that one. It's 0-1. Lin with four strikeouts. Threw out 2 1/3. The pitch. Is a called strike. Fastball at the knees. It's 0-2. Freethy, the Nevada product. Drafted by Toronto in the 14th round. Slight bend at the knees. The 0-2. Line drive. Past the reach of Encarnacion. Into center. And J.R. Freethy has the first knock of his professional career. Made a nice adjustment on a changeup after back-to-back fastballs. Blue Jays have a one-out base runner. Matt Von Romer collects that baseball in front of the Blue Jays dugout. Here's the top of the order, and Nick Mitchell. 8-0 Palm Beach, bottom three. Mitchell grounded out sharply to Encarnacion at second and the first. First pitch, swing and a miss. Lynn started him off with the changeup. We'll see if he has a little bit more of that here the second time through the lineup. The metrics on that changeup are outstanding. 0-1. Another swing and a miss. That time on the fastball. So it's 0-2. Fastball gets all the headlines for Lynn. Fair enough. Average is almost 97. That changeup that he only throws 14% of the time has proved difficult. 0-2 misses outside. That was the slider. One ball, two strikes. Opponents are only hitting 0-73 against that change of pace. And when they make contact, the hard hit rate is just 10%. 1-2. Mitchell swings and misses. That's strike three on, you guessed it, the changeup. Punch out number five for Lynn.
Number 12, Edward Duran.
Brings up Edward Duran with Freethy still on first. Blue Jays trail 8-0. Home half of the third. Righty on righty matchup. First pitch. Outside, ball one. Lynn's path to affiliated ball is really unique. As we mentioned earlier, native of Taiwan. Played college ball over there. 1-0 as a called strike. It's 1-1. But obviously, college ball players over in Asia are not subject to the same draft or draft rules as players in the United States playing college ball. 1-1. Duran cuts and misses over a slider. It's 1-2. So when Lynn was in school, he came over to the States to play collegiate summer ball. Made his stateside debut with the Kenosha Kingfish of the Northwoods League in 2022, and it didn't go well. He misses on a slider outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Duran. Had an ERA over 12 in 15 innings. But then he came back. He said, let's give this another go. Went to the MLB Draft League in 2023 and was much better. 3.24 ERA in just 16 innings. 2-2. Fouled back. We'll do it again. The Cardinals saw that, and they decided that they would sign him. And that was in July. And now Lynn, in his first full pro season, has been pretty darn good. Ready for the next 2-2 to Edward. It's swung on and missed, and it pops out of Campos' mitt. Campos extends and tags Duran out. And Chen Wei Lin is rolling. 6 strikeouts through 3 shutout innings. Palm Beach leads 8-0 through 3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Blue Jays fans, it's time.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Eight runs on 7 hits for the Palm Beach Cardinals through 3 innings. They'll send up Sammy Hernandez, Braden Jobert, and Cade McGee against Wanmi Vasquez in the top of the fourth. Glad you're with us on your Friday night, Larry Larson and our entire crew. And with you, first pitch to Hernandez. Misses outside, ball one. On the changeup from Vasquez, Hernandez picked up an RBI single in the first. Pitch here, misses high, 2 balls, no strikes. And he popped out to the third baseman, Keys, in the second. Vasquez working quickly, tosses, and that's a strike. Fastball at just 86. Not out of the ordinary for Vasquez. 2-1 on the way. Hernandez offers it a high fastball, got a piece of it, out of play. It's 2-2. Cardinals team has been on a heater. A wagon, some might say. They've won 8 straight. 2-2. Hernandez lays off a curve. Off the outside corner. Runs it full. 3-2. Here's the payoff. Hernandez swings and misses on the high cheddar. Vasquez got him for out number one. Brings up Braden Jobert.
Right fielder, number 3, Braden Jobert.
First offer. Lefty takes low and outside. It's 1-0. So it's 8-0 Palm Beach here, top of the fourth. Vasquez kicks and fires, and a curveball misses in. And it's 2-0. Jobert, a native of Louisiana, played his college ball at LSU. He skies the 2-0 into shallow center. Beltre ranges out, back pedals towards left, and makes the catch. That ball started twisting, turning up in the wind. But Manny puts it away. Two up, two down for Wanmi in the fourth. Brings up Cade McGee, who's 0 for 2. First pitch. Outside, and it's 1-0. Blue Jays trailed by 8 in the fourth inning. 1-0. Called strike, and it's 1-1. McGee is the only Cardinal to have not reached base so far. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Came up empty on the curve, and it's 1-2. McGee wants time. Shadows have now crossed over the infield. The 1-2. Popped up, first base side. Tibbetts watches it drop back towards that fan with a camera. And over him to a fan in a Cardinals hat, it looks like. And he flips it to a youngster below. You never know when that chance of redemption might come. 1-2, up and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Looks like we've got a whole cheerleading team in the house tonight. Youth cheerleaders, 2-2. Dribbler back to the mound. Vasquez bobbles it, but bare hands. Flips underhand to first in time. And Wanmi Vasquez bounces back nicely. Turns in a 1-2-3 fourth inning. And that freezes the score. 8-0 Palm Beach going to the bottom of the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Number 40, Eddie Piccoletti.
One of 6 2024 draft picks in the Blue Jays lineup tonight. Eddie Micheletti leads it off in the bottom of the fourth inning as the Blue Jays try to get on the comeback trail, trailing 8-0. First pitch from Chen Wei Lin misses inside. 1-0. Micheletti struck out swinging to end the first against Lin. Long and lanky righty. Fires, and Micheletti swings and misses. Trailing sinker. It's 1-1. Micheletti having the chance to play against his old college teammate here this week. The pitch. Low and in, and that hit him. Changeup got him on the front foot. First free pass, walk or hit by pitch, issued by Lynn tonight.
Third baseman.
Let's see if the Blue Jays can build on it. Here's Sean Keyes. So on Micheletti, playing against Christian Martin, his teammate at VT. cool opportunity. First pitch to Keys is fouled back out of play, and it's 0-1. We've said it earlier tonight. We'll say it again. Just starts with base runners. Got to take it little by little for the Blue Jays, trailing 8-0. 0-1. Keys fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2. Sean is pretty much the only guy tonight that's barreled up Lynn. On line drive, single into right, back in the second. He bounces the bat up and down on his shoulder. Here comes the 0-2. Pitch is bounced towards the right side, and Encarnacion ranges over, gloves it, and flips to first in time. That advances Micheletti up to second base. Keys set down for out number one.
First baseman, number 31, Brock Tibbetts.
Here's Brock Tibbetts. Tibbetts struck out swinging against Lynn. And the second. Blue Jays with an opportunity to get on the board. First pitch. Tibbetts takes a fastball near the shoot tops. Ball one. Had the opportunity to talk with Brock's teammate from Indiana and now here in Dunedin, Nick Mitchell, on the pregame show today. And he had a glowing review. 1-0. Broken bat bouncer, third base line. It bounces foul. Throw to first base, made anyway by McGee. Just to get a rep in. And Tibbetts heads back to the first base dugout to get a new piece of lumber. The barrel went careening down to third base. So talking with Mitchell about Tibbetts, pretty straightforward. Nick said, Brock is the type of guy that any team would want to have. And that can really be summed up by one stat. So when Tibbetts was in college at IU, he played 149 consecutive games, a streak that lasted until this spring. 1-1. Fouled back. 1-2. Just a grinder. A guy that'll show up to the yard and be ready to go no matter what. That's what the Blue Jays got in Brock Tibbetts in the 13th round. 1-2 pitch. Fouled back again. Still 1-2. Micheletti with a three-step leadoff second base, and Encarnacion nearby. The next 1-2. Tibbetts chases a slider in the dirt. Campos knocks it down out in front of the plate. He throws down to first in time. And Tibbetts is set down on strikes for the second time tonight. It's out number two.
Now batting number 24, Carter Cunningham.
Lynn up to seven strikeouts through just 3 2/3. He has been special tonight. Cunningham into the box. First pitch to Carter. Fouled back, and it's 0-1. So he might be on season-high strikeout watch for Lynn. It's 9. 0-1 misses low. That came back on July 25th in St. Lucie, so not too long ago for Chen-Wei Lin. He's really, really been good lately, and we have seen that tonight. The 1-1. Cunningham takes up and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter struck out swinging in the second. This is a situation where the Blue Jays struggled last night with runners in scoring position. 2-1. Down and in. Misses near the shoes. 3-1. Blue Jays went hitless with runners in scoring position yesterday. 0 for 12. And overall this week in three games, they're hitting 192 in these spots. 3-1. Inside ball four. So Carter Cunningham draws a walk. First issued by Lynn. And Ryan Campos calls time. He wants to talk things over with his hurler. So the Blue Jays here with the scoring opportunity. And some light music to set the mood. It's Manny Beltre's doo-up. No, this isn't Manny's walk-up song. Just a little background music for conversation for Campos and Lynn. Ah, that's more like it.
Number one, Manuel Beltre.
I believe that's Mikey Towers, the artist for Beltre. Seems to be a popular choice for a walk-up song. First pitch to Manny. It is a called strike. 0-1. Micheletti on second, Cunningham on first. Blue Jays hoping to break up the shutout effort from Chen-Wei Lin. They trail 8-0 in the fourth. 0-1. Beltre takes down and outside. One ball, one strike. Well, today before the game, the Blue Jays had on-field BP, which has turned into a rarity here in the Florida State League. This time of year, almost nobody hits on the field. 1-1. It's grounded to shortstop. Weatherholt is there. He flips underhand to second in time, and the inning is over. Blue Jays strand two. Shutout through four. 8-0 Palm Beach on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. L Train is leaving the station. Eliandro Alcalde on out of the Blue Jays bullpen. Now will face 9-1-2 in Palm Beach's lineup, trying to keep this score right where it is. 8-0 Palm Beach over the Jays in the fifth. Alcalde, the right-hander, to the right-hander Encarnacion. First pitch. Fastball popped up, out of play, and it's 0-1. Alcalde takes over for Wanmi Vasquez, picked up for Fernando Perez in the second inning. We'll have the numbers on him in a moment. 0-1, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. But for now, the numbers on Eliander, 3.45 ERA, 47 innings. Opponents in only hitting 200 against him. A guy who has certainly improved as the season has gone on. 0-2. Encarnacion flies it into left. Micheletti moves back. Back pedals and makes the catch. One down. Here's Lisandro Espinoza.
Center fielder, number 8, Lisandro Espinoza.
Alcalde from the stretch at all times. With the first pitch to Espinoza. Called strike, and it's 0-1. So you look back at Lisandro Espinoza's strikeout in the first inning, and it's one of those what-if moments in this game. Espinoza reached 0-1, a swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Espinoza, a guy only hitting 195, and that's after two hits in the leadoff spot tonight. If he doesn't get on base, what does Fernando Perez night look like? Probably a lot different. 0-2, ripping a foul back. We'll do it again. Espinoza came in and scored the game's first run. If he was retired, it only would have been one run in the first and likely a whole lot fewer pitches for Fernando. 0-2. Just off the outside corner. Alcalde hit his spot on a slider, but it was outside, and it's 1-2. But instead, Espinoza reached, came in to score, two-run first and a four-run second. 1-2. Bounce down to third. Keys picks it on the short hop, zips it across the diamond in time at first. Two up, two down for Eliander. Brings up Ryan Campos.
Catcher number 41, Ryan Campos.
Campos 2-for-3. Digs in, left-handed batter's box. Palm Beach 8, Blue Jays nothing in the fifth. First pitch, outside, 1. Some interesting news around baseball came out yesterday involving a game next year. 1-0 is low, 2 balls, no strikes. This now making its way around baseball circles that MLB has scheduled a game at Bristol Motor Speedway. 2-0. Campos takes low and in near the shins. So it's 3-0. So obviously a racetrack where NASCAR races every year. It seats over 100,000. And there's going to be a baseball game there. 3-0. Campos with a liner down into right. That's a two-out knock. Campos stops at first. He's got a single. That extends the inning for J.J. Weatherholt. So that game is going to be the Braves against the Reds.
Shortstop
next summer.
J.J. Weatherholt.
J.J. Weatherholt into the box now. He's got 2 RBIs tonight. First pitch. Splits the plate, called strike, and it's 0-1. The date on that game at Bristol is going to be August 2nd, 2025. Feel like Bristol, out in eastern Kentucky, rather eastern Tennessee, 0-1, is tapped at the plate. First baseline, Durant bare hands, throw to first, low, but Tibbetts picks it. And that ends the inning. So Eliander Alcalde averts any damage, works around a two-out single from Ryan Campos, and it's still 2-0. 8-0, rather. Blue Jays probably wish it was 2-0. As we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Shenhui Lin and Palm Beach working on a shutout. It's 8-0 Palm Beach over the DJs, bottom five. Lin deals the first pitch to Braden Berry. It's a fastball, bottom of the zone, taken for a called strike. Lin's fastball has reached 97 tonight. And the call is challenged and confirmed. So the Blue Jays are down to one challenge, 0-1. Berry takes outside. One ball, one strike. Lin has drawn a whopping 24 swings and misses. It's 1-1 pitch. Outside, two balls, one strike. At 65 pitches right now, the bullpen is quiet, as you might imagine, for Palm Beach. Lin nods, kicks, and delivers. And Berry pops it up. First base side, foul ground. Cross on the track, slides into the barrier. And the ball is into the net, out of play. Cross is all right. Bit of an awkward landing over there. 2-2 on Berry. Lin with an affirmative nod at Campos, the 2-2. Slider misses up. Runs it full, 3-2. Lin has thrown the fastball 30% of the time. His sinker a bit more. Payoff pitch, outside, ball four. Leadoff walk for Braden Berry. See if the Blue Jays offense can get the wheels turning here.
Second baseman, number 14, J.R. Freethy.
J.R. Freethy to the plate. He singled in the third. First pitch. He takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. So it's interesting to see Lin go to his sinking fastball a little bit more than he has in the past. That's a pitch that generally he only throws around 11% of the time. 0-1. Freethy with a looping swing and a miss. It's 0-2. A slider not far behind. He's thrown that pitch 24% of the time tonight. And all of it has been effective. Freethy. A deep squat. Waits on the 0-2 and takes down. One ball, two strikes. So Freethy has somewhat of a distinct batting stance. Really jumps out. Had the chance to ask him, did you emulate your stance after anybody? 1-2. Is fisted on the ground down to first. Cross steps on the bag for one. Throw to second. In time to get Braden Berry. So an uncommon 3-6 double play.
Right fielder, number 43, Nick Mitchell.
Just been one of those weeks so far for the Blue Jays. They have rolled into a lot of double plays this week. We don't have the total on hand right now, but it feels like a lot. That's probably not a good sign. First pitch, Nick Mitchell misses outside. It's 1-0. This is an adjustment period for really every team in the Florida State League right now as the 2024 draft picks filter in. 1-0. Mitchell fouls it back into the screen. 1-1. Every franchise a little bit different in terms of how they move their draftees along, where they place them. But a lot of clubs send them right to single A just to get started. 1-1. Mitchell flies it the opposite way into left. Well struck. Petrutz at the wall. He looks up. It's gone. Nick Mitchell with a hammer the opposite way. The Hoosier has his second homer of the week. That breaks up the shutout. 8-1 in the bottom of the fifth.
Catcher, number 12, Edward Durant.
Here's Edward Durant. First pitch to the righty. Has popped up first base side. Cross watches it sail out of play. 0-1. How about Nick Mitchell this week? So two homers. You want to take a guess at how many he hit this spring with a metal bat in college? 0-1. Has flied on the first base side again. Out of play again. So it's 0-2. Just five homers for Mitchell in college ball. In a much better hitting environment than here in the Florida State League. That's baseball. Here's the 0-2. Durant chases a slider down and away. Campos got it cleanly. Or no, he didn't. Now Durant officially retired as Campos throws to cross at first and the inning is over. So Lynn strikes out his eighth batter tonight, but the Blue Jays get on the board with a solo homer from Nick Mitchell. It's 8-1, going to the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for Palm Beach, left fielder Ian
Blue Jays Cross. Are on the scoreboard. They still trail by seven, though. It's 8-1 Palm Beach, top of the sixth inning. Alejandro Alcalde returns. He worked around a single in the fifth. He'll face Ian Petrutz, Josh Cross, and Samuel Hernandez here in the sixth. Starting with Petrutz, first pitch to the lefty. He takes upstairs, ball one. Petrutz has reached twice, once on a bases loaded hit by pitch, and And then on a fielder's choice in the third. 1-0. Heater down. Taken for ball two. Petrots grew up a Phillies fan. Not just any Phillies fan, a diehard Phillies fan. 2-0. He swings and misses on a slider. It's 2-1. Grew up in South Jersey before playing college ball at Maryland and Alabama. He was featured in the Philly Inquirer. 2-1. Fouled back into the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And that was before the draft. And Petrots grew up going to Phillies games, but he also got to see a World Series parade in 2008. The Petrots family had a tradition of going to the home opener at Citizens Bank Park every year. 2-2. Is lined foul down the first base line. We'll have a do-over. Still 2-2. Petrots had a great quote in that article. He said, "I'm that guy that goes to Phillies games by myself in the summer, sits in the outfield with headphones in, and keeps book." 2-2. It has popped up behind home plate, out of play. Still 2-2. So it sounds like Mr. Petrots would maybe make a good broadcaster after his playing days are done. Going to games by himself, keeping score. A lot of broadcasters can relate to that. Time called by Duran. He wants to talk things over with Alcalde. Long battle here to open this sixth inning between Petrots and Alcalde. Eight to one, Palm Beach, top of the sixth. Alcalde reads the sign and deals. And Petrots lays off the high cheddar. Duran likely going over the scouting report on Petrots during that meeting. And he must have said something to the liking of, throw the fastball high here, because that's what Alcalde did. Now his payoff pitch. Petrots fouls it back, and the battle rages on. We'll have a ninth pitch. Alcalde nods, sets, and unloads the next 3-2. It's popped up behind home plate, floating into the seats. It's out of play, and a young fan drops it. Oh, it was right to his glove. He was still able to scoop it up. But he looks a little disappointed. At least he brought his glove. I think that's Reed Nelson, friend of the program. Payoff pitch, tapper foul on the third base line. What a battle between Petrots and Alcalde. Alcalde keeps delivering good pitch after good pitch, and Petrots is doing a nice job spoiling it. How about another 3-2? Reached out and dribbled to second base. Freethy gloves it. Underhand feed to first base in time, and Alcalde wins the battle. On the 11th pitch of the AB, out number
first
one.
Baseman, number 37, Josh Cross.
Here's Josh Cross. He's walked twice, lined out once. First pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. 8-1 Palm Beach. Top of the sixth inning. As the sun is set over TD Ballpark. 0-1. A big rip and a miss. Quickly 0-2 for Alcalde. Cross steps out of the box, now back in. Takes almost the entire batter's box in a wide set stance. The 0-2. Got him swinging. Good changeup from Alcalde. Pulled the string on Cross. Two up, two down in the sixth.
Now batting, designated hitter, Sammy Hernandez.
Base is empty for Sammy Hernandez. A few dark navy blue clouds floating across the sky as the first pitch misses in ball one. Very low-level clouds. No rain in the area, hopefully. 1-0. Down and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Alcalde rocks and delivers. And Hernandez takes high for now. Blue Jays challenge. The call is overturned.
The call has been overturned.
Blue Jays now 3-for-5 in the challenge department. While Palm Beach has not used one. The pitch fouled off. So it's two balls, two strikes. Alcalde, ready. The pitch. Spiked out in front of the plate. Caught a whole lot of Edward Duran. So it's full, 3-2. Hernandez. Slightly closed stance. Waits on the payoff. Fouls it off. We'll do it again. Alcalde up to 33 pitches. So even though he's been successful and highly effective, the Cardinals have really worked him. Payoff. Line drive into the left field corner. Foul. Off Eddie's bar. Back onto the field. Eddie Micheletti over to fetch it, and he tosses it to a fan up in the seats. He was ready. Alcalde with a fresh baseball and a fresh payoff pitch. It's down and outside. That's ball four. So Sammy Hernandez reaches on a two-out walk. Brings up Braden Joubert.
Right fielder, number three, Braden Joubert.
If you listen closely, you can hear just a faint good buzz about the ballpark tonight. First pitch to Joubert. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the changeup. That has been effective for Eliander tonight. 0-1. 8-1, Palm Beach. And the sixth. 0-1. Joubert takes a called strike. It's quickly 0-2. Interesting Blue Jays connection with Braden Joubert. An indirect one. But Joubert played a season in the Appy League. College summer ball in 2021. 0-2. Bounce foul. Look out in the Blue Jays dugout. Everybody's all right. We'll do it again. Joubert played in Bluefield, the former home of the Bluefield Blue Jays. Back when the Appy League was rookie ball, short season. That was a long time ago. At least it feels like it. When in all reality, it's only been, what, 5 years? 0-2. Joubert flies it the opposite way towards the corner and left. Micheletti watches it sail out of play. Still 0-2. Jobert had quite the breakout between 2022 and 2023 with LSU. Had a good season in 2022, 246 in 59 games in terms of average, 0-2 outside. One and two. But boy, did his average take a jump in 2023. Hit 301 with 14 homers. 1-2. Sails up and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Jobert was somewhat prophetic in his LSU profile. If you pull up his page online on the Tigers' website. 2-2. In on the hands for a ball. Blue Jays challenge, and the call is overturned. It's strike three.
The call of ball has been overturned.
Edward Duran brings another one back, and the inning is over. Alcalde strikes out two, leaves one, and the score remains 8-1 as we head to the home half of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Bad news for the Jays as they trail 8-1. The good news for the Jays is Chen Wei Lin's night is done after five innings and eight strikeouts. Michael Watson takes over. The lefty deals the first pitch to Eddie Micheletti. It misses in for a ball. But the count is 1-1 as Micheletti was charged with a pitch timer violation. Wasn't in the box in time, so it's 1-1. Watson delivers, and Micheletti crushes it to center. Espinoza ranging back on the track, twisting, turning. He can't make the catch. It's off the wall. Micheletti around second, thinking three. The throw to third is in time to get him. Espinoza to Weatherholt to McGee. To get Micheletti. That stings. Here's Sean Keyes. First pitch. It misses inside, and it's 1-0. Let's get to the details on Watson. This is just his third appearance with Palm Beach. Thrown an inning and a third, and not allowed an earned run. 1-0. Keyes with a swing and a miss. 1-1. Watson, a product of Sam Houston. Signed by the Cardinals as an undrafted free agent this year. 1-1. That's a strike. Inside edge. So it's 1-2. Keys 1-4-2. The pitch is bounced foul, first base side. We'll have a do-over. Watson gazes in for the sign, sets the pitch. Breaker called strike three. Keys gasps. Can't believe it. Mouth agape heading back to the dugout. And he probably forgot about the challenge system. They don't have that in college. Out number two. Here's Tibbetts. First pitch, outside, ball one. Final line on Chen Wei Lin. Five innings, three hits, one run. It was earned. 1-0. Tibbetts takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Cardinals want a challenge, and the call is upheld. So Palm Beach unsuccessful on its first challenge tonight. The 2-0. Up and outside. No challenge necessary there. It's ball three. 3-0. Lynn walked two and struck out eight. And he's in line for the win with Palm Beach winning 8-1. 3-0 is a called strike. So it's 3-1. Tibbetts 0-2 with two strikeouts, both against Lynn. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Runs it full, 3-2. And Tibbetts calls time. Sunset painting the clouds pink. Above right field. As the 3-2 is just nicked foul. We'll do it again. Watson reads the sign, unfurls the next 3-2, and it's another foul ball. Game four of a six-game series here. Continues tomorrow night, 6:30, and then wraps up on Sunday at noon. 3-2 again. His bounce down to third. McGee charges, gloves, throws on the run to first in time. And the Blue Jays go down in the minimum in the sixth. Eddie Micheletti doubles, but he's thrown out at third, trying to stretch it into a triple. And it's still 8-1 Palm Beach. To the seventh we go on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Third baseman Cade McGee.
Almost stretch time at TD Ballpark. It's 8-1 Palm Beach over the Jays in the top of the seventh inning. Eliander Alcalde back out. First pitch to Cade McGee. Is popped up high in the air into left. This one's going to come down with moisture on it into no man's land. Micheletti can't make the catch. It drops foul. At the bend in the sidewall, foul ground, Keys, Beltre, and Micheletti all converged. Left fielder, third baseman, and shortstop. And nobody can make the catch. So it's 0-1. McGee 0-3. Struck out looking in the second. Alcalde's 0-1. Is fouled back. It's 0-2. So Eliander's pitch count now at 45. It's been a while since he's gone this deep. But it's out of necessity. I stand corrected. Alcalde has gone deep recently. 0-2 fouled back. A lot of these games blend together this time of year. Alcalde last went three full innings just on July 26th. He's done it twice this season. The other time was in April. Another 0-2. Up and in. Ball one. Lights have taken full effect now. Here's the 1-2. Misses inside. Two balls, two strikes. Alcalde wipes some sweat off his face as he sets for the 2-2 pitch. McGee bounces it down to third, and it gets through. Keys into left. Glanced off his glove. And so Cade McGee reaches to open the top of the seventh inning. And the sprinklers come on! Eliander Alcalde runs right into him. A sprinkler delay at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays infield will get an early shower. Oh my goodness. They're still going. Floating all around the infield. Not much you can do except stand and watch. As a mist floats across the infield. The grounds crew hustles into motion. Turn them off! Turn them off! Somebody's on it. This sandstorm music is pretty fitting. That's probably what's going through the grounds crew's head right now. Well, they say you see something new at the ballpark every day. This would fall into that category. And the sprinklers are now off. Looks like the mound is pretty wet. This might turn into a little bit more of a delay than we initially realized. Umpires check the conditions.
Now batting for Palm Beach, second baseman Angelo Encarnacio.
And they determine that we can play on. It's rare we go a day without a shower from the clouds here in Florida. I guess it's impossible to go a full day without any type of shower. Pitch misses low and outside to Encarnacion. And that allows McGee to move up to second base. So it's an error on Keys that allows McGee to reach. And a wild pitch. Encarnacion is 1-for-2. Reached on a walk and a single. 1-0. Misses up. 2 balls, no strikes. So I guess the timing of those sprinklers was somewhat fortuitous. Can you imagine that happening in the middle of a play? In the middle of that ground ball? 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Imagine the chaos. What would be the ruling in that situation? A live ball, 2-1. Called strike at the top of the zone. It's 2-2. Palm Beach 8, Blue Jays 1, Sprinklers 1. Top of the 7th inning. Alcalde with a pause in the pitch, and Encarnacion taps it foul. Wind still blowing in pretty hard from right, and that'll help dry off the infield a little bit. Something new every day. The 2-2 just misses off the outside corner. It's full, 3-2. Here comes the payoff pitch to Encarnacion. It's a called strike 3. Slider locked him up at the top half of the zone. Out number 1. Top of the 7th inning. Blue Jays trail 8-1. And here's Lisandro Espinoza. Alcalde hoping to finish a third inning of work here. Nobody throwing in the Blue Jays bullpen quite yet. First pitch to Espinoza. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the slider. That mound has gotten a little bit muddy. I know, Alcalde. A one pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Right into Duran's mitt. Alcalde continuing to wipe some sweat off his face on a humid night. Duran taps his mitt. Sets up the 0-2. Misses low. 1-2. Alcalde with 3 strikeouts. And his 2 1/3 innings. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in a moment around the Florida State League. 1-2. Espinoza bounces it foul, third base line. So it's still 1-2. Take a look at first place Fort Myers is doing. Blue Jays trail them by 6 games coming into action tonight. They trail 10-5 in the top of the 6th inning down in Jupiter. 10 runs on 12 hits for the Hammerheads tonight. 1-2 is another called strike 3. Espinoza knew it. Back-to-back looking strikeouts for Alcalde. And that'll be all for him as the Blue Jays will go to the bullpen. So nobody was throwing, but somebody was sure ready. Jandre Rojas coming on as Alcalde is done. After 2 1/3, strong innings. No runs on his line, but one premature shower from the infield sprinklers. Still 8-1 Palm Beach on the Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
BJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
Now batting for Palm Beach, catcher Ryan Campos.
Jandre Rojas relieves Eleander Alcalde, and before his first pitch to Ryan Campos, he requests a new rosin bag, as the last one got a little damp. No, not rain. It was the sprinklers. Campos into the box. He's got a 3-hit night. All singles, 3-for-4, as Palm Beach leads 8-1. Runner on second for him. First pitch. Dribbled past the mound to the shortstop, Beltre. He gloves it, throws to first in time on the stretch from Brock Tibbetts. And Jandre Rojas needs just one pitch to end the seventh inning. Score remains 8-1 Palm Beach on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Time to stretch.
It's time to get up for the seventh inning stretch.
Blue Jays down by 7. It's 8-1 in the bottom of the 7th. Carter Cunningham leads it off against Michael Watson. First pitch. Misses inside. Ball 1. In case you're just joining us, first of all, thank you on your Friday night. A lot of things you could be doing tonight. We appreciate your time. 1-0. Called strike. And it's 1-1. Palm Beach scored all 8 of its runs in the first 3 innings in this game. 2 in the first, 4 in the second, and 2 in the third. 1-1. Cunningham takes low and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Blue Jays' lone run came on a solo homer from Nick Mitchell in the 5th. Just the 3rd homer this year that Chen Wei Lin has allowed. 2-1. Cunningham with a bouncer foul. It's 2-2. Lynn finished with 8 strikeouts in 5 innings tonight, lining himself up for the win. Watson deals the 2-2, and a breaking ball misses in. It's full, 3-2. Cunningham 0 for 1 with a strikeout and a walk. Here comes the payoff. He takes high and outside. Make it two walks for Carter. Lead off free pass in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Manny Beltre.
Shortstop number one, Manuel Beltre.
Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. First pitch zips in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. So Michael Watson took over last inning for Lynn. The pitch has popped up. Shallow right, long run for Jobert. He gets there and makes the catch. Cunningham retreats to first. One down.
Center fielder number two, Brayden Berry.
Brayden Berry into the box now. Walked his last time. First pitch. On the inside edge. Taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. We mentioned earlier that Watson attended Sam Houston State. 0-1. Misses low and in. It gets by Campos. Cunningham up to second base. It looked like the ball got lodged underneath the padding, perhaps. So that ball was dead, but Cunningham already had taken his base. Really doesn't matter there. But on Watson, before Sam Houston State pitched there for a season, he pitched three seasons at Southwestern Assemblies of God University. 1-1 is a called strike. And it's 1-2. Southwestern Assemblies of God University, located in Waxahachie, Texas. What a name. Waxahachie. The 1-2 is lined foul. First base side. Down into the seats. Still 1-2 on Braden. Cunningham off second. The pitch is flared out of play in the first base side. Battle continues. How about a little of this date in baseball history? 1-2. Fouled back. The battle continues. Foul ball after foul ball for Braden. On this date in 1988, after 5,687 straight games during the day at Wrigley Field, first night game is played. Pitch is fouled back. Still 1-2 on Braden. First night game at Wrigley Field was originally scheduled for 8-8-88, but it was rained out. Next 1-2, down and in near the shoe tops. Two balls, two strikes. And maybe that was Mother Nature's way of telling the Cubs, hey, I like these midweek day games. Don't send them away just yet. 2-2. It has popped up on the infield. Towards the second baseman, Encarnacion. He's got it and makes the catch. Two down.
Second baseman, number 14, J.R. Freely.
J.R. Freely flips around to the right side here for the first time. He's 1-for-2 from the left side. First pitch. Southpaw Watson pours in a strike. It's 0-1. 8-1 Palm Beach, bottom seven. Wow. Watson serves up the 0-1, and Freethy pops it up high in the air to center. Espinoza trots in and slaps the leather on it to end the home seventh inning. Cunningham stranded on second base. Still 8-1 Palm Beach through seven on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Cardinals 2024 first rounder J.J. Weatherholt leads off the top of the eighth inning as his Birds lead 8-1 over the other Birds, the DJs. First pitch is grounded foul on the first base side. It's 0-1. Jandre Rojas returns after throwing just one pitch to end the seventh inning after Eliander Alcalde got the first two outs. Weatherholt tonight 1-for-2 with a walk. Two RBIs, one of them on a sac fly, one of them on a single, and a ground out. 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. Seems like J.J. Weatherholt has picked up a few fans here in Dunedin this week. No, not just Cardinals fans. 1-1 is lifted foul. Third base side, it's 1-2. We got a tweet earlier this week from Rosie, a regular attendee of Dunedin Blue Jays games with her kids. 1-2. Outside, two balls, two strikes. After Weatherholt's first pro homer back on Wednesday, she tweeted at us and said, "As much as this made our Dunedin lose, J.J. Weatherholt is such a good guy." 2-2, Mrs. Lowen in. Runs it full, 3-2. Rosie said, "He signed two baseballs for my kid without being a jerk. I'm secretly proud of him for his homer." Well, not so secret anymore, Rosie, but thanks for the tweet. Payoff pitch up and outside, and Weatherholt works a walk. Brings up Ian Petrutz.
Left fielder, number 43, Ian Petrutz.
All Palm Beach tonight, 8-1, top of the eighth. That's the beauty of minor league baseball right there, right? Youngsters getting to interact with future stars. First pitch to Petrutz, called strike. 0-1. It's so hard to get that one-on-one time or an autograph or even a selfie at the big league level. 0-1 is popped up out of play, third base side. 0-2 on Petrutz. He's hitless tonight. Did reach on a hit by pitch with the bases loaded in the second. Rojas sets and offers. Petrutz rolls it right at the second baseman. Freethy twists to second for one. Beltre back to first. It's late. So Petrutz safe on the fielder's choice. 4-6 to put out there.
Josh Cross.
Here's Josh Cross. Palm Beach leads by 7, 8-1 in the 8th. First pitch to Cross is dribbled foul at home plate. 0-1. Cross has walked twice, his first two times, one in the first, one in the second. Since then, he's 0-2 with a line out and a strikeout. 0-1. He's fouled off his ankle. Ouch. It's 0-2. Rojas ended the seventh inning so quick, we never gave you his numbers. 4.5 ERA, 30 innings of work. 2.21 average against. Gives a quick look over at first at Petrutz. Sets and delivers. And the pitch misses low. It's 1-2. Rojas, a native of Venezuela, signed by the Jays in 2021. The 1-2 outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch is flied into center right at Braden Berry. Takes a few steps in and makes the catch. Routine for out number 2. Petrutz back to first, and here's Sammy Hernandez with 2 down.
Designated hitter number 4, Sammy Hernandez.
Scanning the ballpark tonight. Looks like still a good handful of fans have stuck it out. Despite the lopsided score in favor of Palm Beach. First pitch to Hernandez. Breaking ball, top of the zone, called strike, and it's 0-1. Of the fans that are here, there is not one baseball jersey in view. 0-1. Hernandez lines it shallow left. Micheletti makes a running catch, and that ends the inning. Another 0 tossed on the board by the Blue Jays bullpen. Jandre Rojas works around a leadoff walk to Weatherholt. We go to the home half of the 8th. Still 8-1 Palm Beach on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Hurler on for Palm Beach. It's Randall Clemente, the right-hander, making his second outing this week. He'll face Nick Mitchell, who's hit 2 homers this week, including one earlier tonight for the Blue Jays' lone run as they trail 8-1. First pitch called strike. 0-1. Mitchell's solo shot in the fifth. The opposite way to left. 0-1. Down and in. One ball, one strike. Mitchell known for his good approach. High average in Indiana. Not so much for his power. 1-1. Off the outside corner, a ball, but it's challenged by the catcher Campos, and the call is overturned.
The result is a 1-2 count.
So it's 1-2 on Mitchell. Pause in the pitch to him. Mitchell with a check swing. Did he go? No swing, says Jeremy Rada. Two balls, two strikes. It's the coolest story for Nick Mitchell ending up at Indiana. Opened his career with two great seasons at Western Illinois and Macomb, Illinois. 2-2. Inside, runs it full. Ball three. 3-2. So Mitchell entered the transfer portal, try and transfer up. Indiana offered, and he said he just had to jump on it because he grew up a Hoosier fan. Payoff pitch is dribbled to shortstop. Weatherholt scoops it up, throws on the run to first, got him. J.J. Weatherholt can sure swing it, but he can flash that leather too. Nice play for out number one. Brings up Edward Durant. It's 8-1 Palm Beach, bottom of the eighth. Get you the numbers on Clemente here. After the first pitch to Edward. Fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. Clemente with a 9.75 ERA and 12 innings of work, so he's allowed more runs than innings pitched. Pitch misses low and away. One ball, one strike. Ran 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. He rips and misses on a fastball. 97 from Clemente. So it's 1-2. Clemente sets and fires and goes to the breaking ball and gets it called strike three. Slider at the bottom of the zone creates out number two. Here's Eddie Micheletti. Micheletti doubled his last time in the sixth, but then was cut down. First pitch, called strike. At the knees, on a fastball, and it's 0-1. He's trying to stretch that double into a triple, and they needed a perfect throw, Palm Beach did, and they got one. 0-1, a swing and a foul back. It's 0-2. Great relay from J.J. Weatherholt. And a shallow outfield. 8-6-5 put out. Clemente ready for the 0-2, and here it is. It's fouled off out of play. Third base side. We'll have a do-over. One of the big rules of baseball, never want to make the first out of the inning at third base, but you can't blame Micheletti trying to spark the offense. 0-2 pitch, called strike three. He wants a challenge. Micheletti is unsuccessful on the challenge, and the inning is over. So Randell Clemente works a 1-2-3 eighth inning, and we go to the ninth. It's still 8-1 Palm Beach on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. It's the top of the ninth inning at TD Ballpark, 8-1 Palm Beach. And Jandre Rojas delivers the first pitch to Braden Jobert and misses outside, ball one. Rojas worked a scoreless eighth, worked around a walk after recording the final out of the seventh. The pitch, Jobert skies it foul, third base side. 1-1. We're talking in Jobert's last AB about his LSU career. The pitch. It's called strike. It's 0-2. Rather 1-2. And we're also mentioning how Nick Mitchell grew up a Hoosiers fan and then got the opportunity to play at IU. So it was similar for Braden Jobert. Grew up in Louisiana, dreamed of going to LSU. He swings and misses on a high fastball. Strike three. Rojas with his first strikeout tonight. One down for Cade McGee.
Third baseman, number 31, Cade McGee.
McGee 0 for 4 tonight. Did reach his last time on an error. That was in the seventh. As Palm Beach holds an 8-1 advantage. First pitch. Breaking ball, foul tipped. It's 0-1. So to wrap up on Jobert, you click on his profile. In his LSU bio on the website, he said, growing up in Louisiana, LSU has always been my dream school to play baseball. I want to win a national championship in front of the best fans in college baseball. Swing and a miss on a slider. Oh, that was nasty from Rojas. Shoo. Goodness. It's 0-2. Well, anyways, Jobert ended up winning that national title in 2023. 0-2. McGee leans out of the way on a high fastball. 1-2. Let's see if Rojas goes back to the slide piece. It is 1-2. It's popped up. Bad play behind home plate. That was the cutter. A ball and two strikes. Rojas from the stretch at all times as a gust of wind blows in. His next 1-2 is lined towards the gap in left center. Micheletti over. He can't get it. And one hops off the wall. McGee in the second standing. He's got a one-out double. There's his first hit of the ball game.
Second baseman, number 16, Angelo Encarnacion.
And here's Angelo Encarnacion. Blue Jays down by 7. At the top of the ninth inning. It's 8-1. First pitch to Encarnacion. It is a called strike on 1. Encarnacion with a walk and a single. That was back in the early going. He's lined out and struck out since. Rojas. Delivers, and the pitch is bounced up the middle into center field. McGee gets the windmill around third base. He'll score without a throw, and that lead swells back to 8 for Palm Beach. It's 9-1 in the ninth.
Center fielder, number 8, Lisandro Espinoza.
Brings up the top of the order in Lisandro Espinoza. Looking at the game within the game here, and maybe the bigger picture for the rest of the week. First pitch to Espinoza. Misses low and away. Duran knocks it down. It's 1-0. It's big for the Blue Jays that they were able, at least so far, don't want to jinx anything, that the Blue Jays have been able to limit their bullpen usage to just 3 guys. 1-0. Espinoza takes a called strike. Bottom of the zone, it's 1-1. Fernando Perez threw an inning plus, faced 2 batters in the second inning. Didn't record an out. 1-1. Espinoza lays off fastball outside. It's 2-1. So Juan V. Vasquez ate up 3 innings. He did let up 4 earned runs, but no less. Innings are innings. Eliandro Alcalde went 2 2/3, and Rojas now an inning and 2/3. The pitch is cracked into left center. Barry ranges over. He's under it and makes the catch. 2 down. So looking ahead to tomorrow.
Catcher number 41.
Blue Jays will have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pitchers on 2 days rest, and that's a much more manageable situation as opposed to today's when you had Vasquez on 7 days rest. First pitch to Campos, called strike, and it's 0-1. And then everybody else on 1 or no days of rest. Especially considering how many college arms are in that bullpen now. Pitch is a called strike at the bottom of the zone. As Encarnacion faked towards second. Stealing up by 8 might be against the unwritten rules, but faking, nowhere in there. 0-2. Is lifted out of play, left field side. Still 0-2. Has anybody ever considered writing an unwritten rule book? Oh, 2. Fouled back. And the battle continues. Maybe that would defeat the purpose. And those unwritten rules, increasingly unpopular in 2024, for better or worse. Rojas back with the next 0-2 pitch to Campos. Sliced into left. Micheletti back, and he puts the squeeze on it to end the top of the ninth inning. Palm Beach gets another run on an RBI knock from Angelo Encarnacion. Drives in Cade McGee after a double. 9 runs on 10 hits for Palm Beach. Blue Jays need 8 to tie it up. In the bottom of the ninth. Never say never. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey!
Gangnam Style, anybody? We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. 9-1 Palm Beach. Blue Jays will start things off with Keys, Tibbetts, and Cunningham. Need 8 runs to tie it and 9 to win it. Randall Clemente fires the first pitch to Keys. It's dribbled past the mound to the shortstop, Weatherholt. He gobbles it up and sidearms to first in time. One pitch, one out. That makes Keys 1-for-4.
First baseman, number 31, Brock Tibbetts.
Here's Brock Tibbetts. Tibbetts 0-for-3, two strikeouts. Also a ground out down to third base for him. First pitch slipped out of Clemente's hand and missed behind Brock. One or no. Tibbetts rocks the bat back and forth over his shoulder. The pitch is up. Two balls, no strikes. So looking ahead to tomorrow between these two clubs. Same time, same place. 6:30 first pitch. Come on back. We'd love to have you. 2-0 up and in. Three balls, no strikes. It'll be Nolan Perry on the mound for the Jays. Right-hander who has been electric at times this season. And he'll be opposed by the pitch. Called strike. Make it 3-1. That'll be Sakara, the righty. The pitch. Off the outside corner, ball 4, and Brock Tibbetts reaches for the first time tonight on a walk. So here's Carter Cunningham.
Designated hitter, number 24, Carter Cunningham.
Cunningham 0-for-1, but he's walked twice. Each of his last two plate appearances. First pitch. He takes a called strike high, and it's 0-1. Clemente with long Red Sox. Kicks and deals. And Cunningham skies it on the third base side. Foul ground. McGee trailing onto the track. Did he make the catch? He thinks he did. Home plate umpire Gabe Vargas says no. McGee held it up with his bare hand like a fan that just caught a homer. And maybe we can get another look at that. It might be tough to really tell what happened, but it looked like McGee was running out of room. Here's another look. Maybe McGee kind of kicked it to himself. Ah, real good acting job, maybe, as it bounced off the sidewall. McGee did catch it, but off the wall. 0-2, up and outside. One ball, two strikes. Well, impressive in its own way, right? Not an easy thing to do. Just not good enough for an out. Speaking of rule books, maybe that's an out back in the 1890s. 1-2 out of play. Foul ball. We'll do it over. Back in the day, it would be ruled an out if a fielder caught the ball on a bounce. And you think hitting's hard today? 1-2. Up and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Clemente reads the sign. Sets near his ear. The pitch is swung on and missed. It gets by Campos all the way to the backstop. And Cunningham is ruled out, with Tibbetts occupying first base. He does advance to second. That doesn't do Carter any good. He's out number 2. And it's up to Manny Beltre to keep this ball game going. Righty on righty matchup in the first pitch. Beltre taps it back to the mound. Clemente with a reach and grab. He says, I'll take it myself. He takes it all the way to first, steps down the bag. And that's all she wrote tonight. Well, Palm Beach opened up a big lead early, and they never looked back for their ninth consecutive win. This team is absolutely rolling right now. Palm Beach improves to 28-10 in the second half. They're 65-39 overall this season, while the Blue Jays fall to 18-20. They are 52-52, back down to 500 for the first time in a while. First time back at 500 since the team was 37-37 on June 30th. Blue Jays had climbed to as many as six games above 500, but they are back down to earth now. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Palm Beach Cardinals. 9 runs on 10 hits, no errors, 11 men left for the Jays. 1 run on 4 hits, 1 error, and 6 left. The losing pitcher is Fernando Perez, who allowed a total of 4 earned runs in an inning plus on 3 hits. The winning pitcher is Chen Wei Lin. Lin with a hard-earned win, 5 innings, 8 strikeouts, just 1 earned run, and no save in this ball game that was played in front of a crowd of 603 on this Friday night at TD Ballpark. We'll step aside for a break, come back with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and a preview of tomorrow's contest. Palm Beach has won the first 4 games this week. They clinch a series win with a 9-1 rout on this Friday night on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. All right, back at TD Ballpark to put the finishing touches on this one, a 9-1 Palm Beach win over the Jays. Palm Beach has now won 9 consecutive ball games, and they've clinched a series win on the road at Dunedin. To put it into perspective, Palm Beach has not lost since basically their draft picks showed up. They lost on Tuesday against Bradenton. That would be last Tuesday. And they have ripped off 9 consecutive wins since. An impressive streak for Palm Beach, while the Blue Jays fall back to 500 for the first time since they were 37-37. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League tonight on the out-of-town scoreboard, starting with the ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. St. Lucie and Bradenton, Marauders with the lead 9-4 over the Mets. They're in the bottom of the ninth in Lakeland. Clearwater with the lead, 5-3, in a game of consequence in the playoff race in the second half for Lakeland. They entered action tonight, trailing Fort Myers by 2 games, and Fort Myers lost. So if Lakeland can come back, they'll pick up a game on the Mighty Muscles, but it's not looking good for them right now, down to their final out with a runner on second base in the bottom of the ninth. Bottom of the eighth over in Tampa, Daytona 6, Tampa 1. And let's see, one run on 5 hits for Tampa tonight against that strong Daytona pitching staff. And that's all the report from the out-of-town scoreboard tonight. We mentioned Fort Myers lost 10-5 to Jupiter. So that's the Florida State League. As for the Toronto Blue Jays and their affiliates tonight, they're in the bottom of the seventh inning at AAA Buffalo. Rochester leads by 6. It's 8-2 there. DSL Blue Jays were in action today, taking on the DSL Arizona Red team. And the D-backs won in a bit of a slugfest, 11-10 down there. The DSL Blue Jays are 25-21, so above 500. Good sign for the future. Vancouver's ball game played earlier today. It's in the books. 3-2, the win for the Seas. They edge Eugene. 3 runs on 7 hits. Let's look at the box score there and see if any of the former DJs up in high A did anything fun. Victor Arias went 1-for-4. His average is .333 in his small sample size with the Canadians. And that's about all to report in terms of the box score, in terms of players who are here this season for the Jays. AA New Hampshire was canceled tonight due to rain up in New England, so they'll hope to play again tomorrow. As for the big league club, let's see, they're taking on Oakland tonight at home, and they lead 3-1 through 8. Eric Swanson has thrown a scoreless inning. Looks like he's going to remain in the ball game for the ninth. Looking ahead to tomorrow's matchup between these two clubs, Jays, Cardinals, back at it again. 6:30 first pitch. Nolan Perry takes the baseball for the Jays. He'll be opposed by Leonel Sequeira. Sequeira, the right-hander. Perry, the right-hander. 6:30 first pitch with a 6:15 Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. That'll about do it for our coverage tonight at TD Ballpark. For our entire hardworking crew, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Friday night. And we hope you can join us again tomorrow. One more time, the final score. It's Palm Beach 9 and the Blue Jays 1. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.